Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Why podcasting? I kept asking myself that question so many times, so many different occasions, so many different situations. I'm asking myself, why podcasting? Why am I consistent with creating different episodes for this podcast? And then it dawned on me. For one, I listen to a lot of podcasts. For two, the podcast information that be in the conversation be so great. So then I'm like, if they can do it, for three, why can't I do it? So then I start believing in what I'm doing. And so podcasting opened up a door that I wasn't expecting to open. It opened up opportunities that I wasn't expecting to come from this. It opened up chances that I wasn't even expecting to come from it. See, I thought I was just following God, dog, my bad. See, I thought I was just following my passion. And even though my passion was me speaking to camera, me speaking and being consistent, more came from this because I was more consistent. I was more consistent because I was able to understand what I was doing. And even though I'm learning about what I'm doing, it's the process to do it more often. So why podcast? Because there's a lot of things that can come from it. And until I decide for myself, I'm doing it to grow and become more confident and more knowledgeable with everything that I'm doing. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing, and podcasting tips. So today, we're covering podcasting tips so that way we can be more informed on what's here, what's in front of us, and understand that if the next person can do it, you can do it as well. If the next person is succeeding, you can succeed in your own way. See, in life, we have to be willing to learn from others. As we're learning from others, we have to be willing to grow from others. And see, when we grow within ourselves, we grow to discover our passion. Our passion is always in us. And when it gets pulled out of us, now we start to do it more often. Now we start to be more consistent. And see, why podcasting? Because it opened the door for me to be more confident within myself. So I'm going to write that on the board. Why podcasting? Why podcasting? Podcasting. There we go. Why podcasting? You see, there's a lot of information going on around the internet, around online, through social media. And there's countless of knowledge here. There's countless of information is here. And one thing that I was always worried about, one thing that I always thought was that, am I good enough? Am I good enough to be podcasting? Am I good enough to be a podcaster? Am I even good enough to even be consistent? You see, I had doubt within myself because I didn't know I had self-belief with everything that I was doing. You see, sometimes I had to learn what I was doing. In life, I had to learn what I was doing to be more comfortable with what I got going. You see, I start to discover more about myself. And I start to learn about the direction I would like to go. I start to learn about the pursuit that I had in my mind. See, oftentimes it's just the thought that sparks the idea. It's just the thought that sparks the idea. And when it gets sparked, now we start to understand what the reasoning is. See, podcasting is so incredible. I heard Steve Jobs say, if anyone has ever heard of podcasting, it's kind of like you're broadcasting like speaking to a a big audience, but you're speaking to a big audience online. And so when I really start diving into what I was doing and how I wanted to go about doing it, I'm like, if Steve Jobs can do it, and if he can start believing in himself at a young age and then create Apple and then have so much success within himself, why can't I start young? Why can't I start without knowing everything and then improve over time? You see why podcasting, hold on, I forgot the question marks. Hold on. There we go. That is not a question mark. God, duh. Hold on. That ain't a question mark. Here we go. There we go. Why question mark? Why podcasting is because it's something that helps me connect with others that resonate with my story, that resonate with me and would like to learn about things that I have going on for myself. Not just for myself, but to help them be the best version of themselves. You see, my goal, my mission, my purpose is to help 1 billion people start believing in themselves and start chasing their dreams. You see, if I can be the example, if I can be the inspiration, if I can be someone that other people look up to, how can I be able to do it more often? How can I continue to do it? How can I improve? You see, why podcasting is because I'm able to reach so many different people. I'm able to connect with so many different individuals. I'm able to share my story with people who have never, ever, ever heard of me before. And see, that's so incredible. That's so special to me because it shows that you have a purpose. It shows that you have meaning, and it demonstrates the meaning behind your passion. You see, when I was in the Marine Corps, I remember it was like a little pit of fire. Not necessarily a pit. It was like a little area where you can just sit and light the fire and just pull up the chairs and just have fun, right? So I've never done something like that because I'm from a small town. Like, we don't do that. You know what I mean? And so as I'm sitting there and the fire is going on, everyone's having a good time. I don't drink. I wasn't a drinker. I just didn't like the taste of it, but I definitely didn't like drinking out in public. I was really smart. Furthermore, as I'm there just enjoying the environment, first off, the fire felt good because in California, yes, it got cold. It was freezing. But the fire made it a little bit better. The fire made it a little bit warm. The fire made it even special. And so I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, do y'all ever just roast some marshmallows, put it to the graham cracker, squish them together, get some chocolate and something like that, and eat a s'more? They was like, yeah. They was like, yeah, we do that sometimes. Just not all the time, but yeah, we do it sometimes. But if you want to do it, you can bring some. I said, okay. So I got interested in it because I just wanted to taste it. I saw it on the movies before. I saw it like in on social media. I'm like, if you can have fire and create a s'more from this fire, it would probably be good. Because I remember when I was younger, we had marshmallows, little big marshmallows, not the little small ones, little big marshmallows. And we had the gas stove. Yeah, we had a gas stove. So when you turn it on, it'd be like, and then fire comes up. And so we had marshmallows, and the marshmallows that we had, we put it on like a metal stick or a fork or something. And then we just roast the marshmallow. We roast the marshmallow. Then I eat it. And so it brought back memories. I'm like, man, this setting is pretty cool because it brings back childhood memories. And so when I was sitting there thinking about the s'mores, I'm like, this might be good. This might be delicious. And so when we got the s'mores, it was really sweet. It was so much sugar in that s'more because you got the graham cracker, you got the chocolate, and you got the marshmallow. I was used to eating a marshmallow. You see, in life, when you go through changing, you go through different situations, your current environment is not going to be your same environment because you have to step into your new opportunity. You have to step into your new door. You have to step into your new pathway that's going to be created for you. See, even though I was young and I was thinking about this marshmallow, when I got in the Marine Corps, we got around this fire, the marshmallow didn't taste the same because it was too many ingredients. It was too many different other ingredients attached to it. And it made it even more special. First, it was sugary. I'm like, I can only eat so many of these because this is sugary. This is sugary. Furthermore, this is really good. It's not like that marshmallow. But it got a little bit more to it. And even though it had a little bit more to it, it was even better. You see, why podcasting is the reason why I decided to do podcasting is because it helped me. Helped me share my story. See, the first point is that you can share your story. Hold on, you can share your story. Share rather than story your message. Share your message. And so when I was sharing with my fellow Marines or fellow service members, I was just really I was in the moment. I was enjoying myself. And so during COVID of 2019, I picked up my phone for the first time and recorded a video. I was nervous. I was second guessing myself, but I just knew I just wanted to make the video. And when I started making videos while cooking. But then I just stopped there. I'm like, man, I don't want to cook. I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like cooking every time I get hungry. I just want to make the video. So I changed what I was doing, started making the video without cooking. And so when I was making the video, I was able to learn that I can do it more often. You see, I remember this one time when I was recording the video, I was recording and the window was right behind me. You can see the blinds. But I had my board. I had my whiteboard right there. And I was just really talking. I was just really delivering. I was just really sharing my message. You see, when I started podcasting, when I started creating videos, I didn't know I was podcasting. And see, when I understood that there's more that I have to learn, I have to be open to podcasting to become a podcaster. See, the definition of podcast, hold on. See, I want to look up the definition of podcasting because it matters. It matters to understand what the definition is and why it's important. You see, the definition of podcast definition, let me share my screen so y'all can see it. So the definition of podcast is a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by subscribers automatically. And then the show would say, make a digital file available as podcast. So podcast is an audio, like what you're hearing, you're listening to it, and when you're listening to it, you're learning more, or you're observing the conversation, or you're part of the conversation. And so when I was making the videos, I was using my phone just to record. I didn't know anything about podcasting. I just knew I wanted to share my story. I knew I wanted to share something within myself. I knew I wanted to express something. And so at the time, as I got the phone, I started recording. I was nervous, but I did it. I was nervous, but I did it. And I didn't know I was podcasting. You see, when I was creating videos, in other words, when I was creating content, in other words, when I was creating a podcast, I was learning how to be more confident for myself. I was learning how to understand what I wanted to say and why I'm saying it a particular way and why does it even matter. You see, podcasting lets you express how you feel in a way that's going to matter to the audience. You see, the reason why that's so important because you have to understand that your story matters. See, when I start to understand that I have a message, not just a story, but I have a message that goes with the story, and the story like empowers the message because the message has a point that can teach others a lesson. You see, I didn't understand. I thought I was just creating videos with my phone because I believed in myself. I believed in what I was doing, even though I didn't have all the answers that I needed to have in order to continue to keep going. You see, it gave me a boost. It gave me a boost. When I picked up the phone and I started recording, it gave me a boost of confidence. It gave me a boost of you can do it. It gave me a boost of self-esteem because my self-esteem kept rising every time I made videos, every time I got in front of a camera, every time I picked up my phone. You see, you just have to start. And see, when you start, you have to know that you can get better over time. And it brings me back to when I was playing football, I wasn't that good my 9th and 10th grade year. I wasn't that good, but I kept showing up and I got better over time. You see, when you show up first for yourself, you have to know and learn the details of the game that you're playing. See, in life, there's different games that we go through to understand that we can do it. You see, podcasting was the game that I picked up and started playing because I was learning how to be bold within myself. I was learning how to be confident for myself. You see, confidence comes when you don't know what you're doing. Because if you can do it when you have no idea what the knowledge is, just imagine when you start getting educated. Just imagine when you start learning. Just imagine when you start in taking the right information, that you become a lot better. And see, this is what's happening when you're by yourself that matters the most. Because when you're by yourself, people can see your growth when you get around others. And see, the podcasting is so important. It's so great. It's so phenomenal. Even though there's a lot of different videos going on around the world, a lot of different podcasts that's being created, a lot of different conversations that's being held, your message, your story is even more special because it's coming from you. And when I start to understand, like, this life thing that I'm living, this life thing that I'm doing, I'm really having fun with it because I'm able to learn something more about myself. I'm able to observe information about me that I didn't know was in front of me. You see, even though I wasn't good my 9th and 10th grade year, I kept showing up. And by the summer of my 11th grade year, I got a little bit better. You see, when you keep showing up, you get a little bit better. And it taught me that when you share your message, you're sharing what you're going through. Hold on. When you share your message, you express what you're going through. When you deliver yourself, you're showing what's possible. You see, for me to hit my mission, my goal, and my purpose to reach 1 billion people and to help them start believing themselves and to show that you can start chasing your dream and having a dream, I have to start chasing my dream to show others that it's possible to chase your dream. Why? Because your message matters. What you go through matters. Your story matters. You see, podcasting is a place where I can share, different stories, different experiences, different times with lessons tied to it. So when I was starting during COVID, when I was starting during COVID, I was learning how to show up for myself. I was learning how to show up for myself first before I showed up for others. I remember when I started on this journey, I started reading books. I started like listening to different podcasts and I got new information. And the information that I was receiving, I was telling other people about it. I was telling, hey, you need to read this book because this information is good. And hey, you need to watch this podcast because the conversation was so good. I don't know what's good about it, but I just know it's good. You see, I one thing that I was missing is that I was learning about the information. I was learning a new way. I was learning something more about myself. It was the fact that I was learning and didn't do what I was learning about. So it didn't matter what I sent somebody, because when I'm sending somebody, they ain't gonna watch. Because if I'm not doing it myself, why should anybody be inspired to do it for themselves as well? You see, that was a missing piece of the puzzle that I was missing, that I was lacking. I was lacking it because I didn't know I needed it. I didn't know I needed the action and the stories and experience to know that if I can do it, I have to share my message to others to say that if I went through this hard time, my hard time is going to show you that you can do it as well. You see, podcasting matters because it's something that you can share with your audience. It's something that you can share with people that you don't even know. But the people know you because you're sharing your message. You see, when I really start to understand more about what I was doing, I remember this one time when I was in California, before I even moved out of California, this one time I recorded 7 60-second videos within probably 20 minutes, 20 to 25 minutes. So I had 7 different shirts, 7 different videos, and it was 7 different locations. And so I was committed to making these videos, and at the time I didn't know I was sharing my experience. I didn't know it was called podcasting. I thought I was just creating new videos about what I felt, about what I was feeling, about what I was going through. You see, the greatest lesson that you can grow through is the ones that you learn from. I didn't know I needed to learn from life, and it positioned me in a better position. It positioned me in a better place because now I'm speaking from experience rather than a book. And when you speak from experience rather than a book, people listen to you more from your experience rather than a book, because it's your story. It's your experience. It's your knowledge. It's what you have been through. Versus a book. A book is great information, great knowledge, great stories. But there's someone else's story. You see, when I start to learn how to share my story, I became more available to learning more about my story. So then I start unlocking memories of memories that I stored away. I remember when I was younger, my mama used to tell me, like every time my feelings used to get hurt and my brothers used to, we used to play around and I get hurt, whatever case, and I start crying. My mama say, son, suck it up. You ain't supposed to be crying. You ain't supposed to be crying. Go ahead and stop crying. So then I stopped crying. So as I got older, there's a word that says suppression. I didn't know I was suppressing my feelings because my feelings wasn't able to be expressed. And so when I recognized how I was suppressing my feelings after I came from my divorce, after I came and healed from my divorce, I learned that suppressing your feelings or holding in your feelings does nothing. It does nothing because it locks away memories that you don't even think about. It locks away memories that you forget about. I just thought of a memory. My cousin just came in. My cousin Chris just came in. And I remember when we was younger. There's a picture that's in my mind. Bro, I would have to find it and send it to you. I think you sent it to me. But we're at my cousin's house, and we're on the porch. I think it was eating noodles. It was cold or something like that. We're eating noodles, and prior to us eating noodles, I remember us playing outside. I remember us really running around the backyard and really just having fun. But I forgot about that memory. I forgot about that memory because I was suppressing and holding. You know the picture, bro. I gotta find it, bro. I gotta find it, cause that picture was good. That time was good. I gotta find it. And so I didn't know I was suppressing my feelings, my memories, until I healed from what I was going through. See, when you heal what you're going through and really find a way to have a lesson from it, now you develop more. Now you grow more. Now you evolve more, because when you're evolving, for yourself. You have to do it for yourself before you can do it for others. That's the part I was missing. I wasn't doing it for myself first because I didn't know how to do it for myself. So then as I'm progressing, as I'm deciding to get into podcasting, having and really be committed to it, really decide to do it every single day, I was inconsistent with it because I didn't see the path that I wanted to go for myself. So I didn't see the path because I still was healing. So here's the thing about life is that when you go through life and you go through a different experience, you have to heal through it before you start teaching for it. Why? Because there's a lesson behind your growth. There's a message behind what you go through. There's a message behind your experience. See, the experience is the best teacher, because the one that went through it can be able to teach the lesson. They can teach the lesson because they're the ones that went through it. You see, it made me rethink about what I was doing and how I was going about doing it, because we all have a purpose. We all have meaning in our lives. We all have something that we would like to pursue. And then seeing what we can pursue to learn that we can do it for ourselves. Why does that matter? Because we just have to see it first. I remember my first time ever seeing a podcast or I didn't know it was called a podcast at the time. I remember my first time being in the area where they had cameras, microphones, lights, and a table, and people communicate with one another. I didn't know it was called podcasting. I just thought this is a good setting. This is good right here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to call it, but the setting right here is good. It's amazing. And when I saw it in person, I never stopped seeing it. And so when I'm seeing these guys communicating with one another, it was a podcast about Moto Live. And Moto Live is like a podcast for like dirt bike riding and for people that ride for X amount of years and so on and so forth. And the guy, he was a Marine. He was a former Marine. And so we got to communicate, got to talk, speaking with one another. And we to this day, we still communicate. And so when I saw that he had a table with microphones, cameras, and lights, I'm like, ooh, what's this? I said, ooh, this kind of got my attention. What is this? Like, what is this? And so it showed me that if he can do it, I can do it as well. He just been doing it a little bit longer than I have been. And so then I really start to be open to the knowledge, to be open to learning, to be open to experimenting, because I wasn't afraid to fail. I wasn't afraid to be embarrassed. I wasn't afraid to do something that I was putting my mind to. I was learning how to podcast. I was learning how to share my story. I was learning how to share my experience. You see, your experience is the best teacher, because you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference from a book and a story and a book that you have been through. Why? Because it's your story, your experience that you're sharing with others. I mean, when I meet, I know when I meet people, meet new individuals, and they tell me about themselves, I'm learning more about them and their story and their message. See, oftentimes we just do it in a way where we're not even aware of it. We're not even aware of what we're doing, but we're doing it so much. We're doing it so much, we're not even paying attention to how we're doing it. And then it taught me. I said, if I'm be committed to making videos, making podcasts, what am I committed to? What am I focusing on? You see, I started to learn that I wasn't just making videos anymore. I wasn't just pressing the record button on a camera and setting up the lights and getting a microphone. I wasn't just doing that anymore. I was learning how to podcast and create a business around podcasting. You see, it taught me something. The lesson that it taught me is that you can do it. You can do it if you learn what you're doing. You can do it if you be consistent. You can do it if you continue to learn. You see, life shows you lessons that's here to teach you what's going to prepare you. There's a guy named Peter Thiel. Peter, P-E-R-T-E-R, Thiel, T-H-I-E-L. And so I first learned about this guy a couple months ago when I went to this conference called Money Is Conference. So essentially what this event was around, excuse me, was around tax-free accounts, like how to understand your finances that, excuse me, you can't take your personal finances and put it to your business finances, and you can't take your business finances and put it to your personal. It's called commingling funds. And I'm going to look up the definition of commingling in a second. And so as I'm here at this event, they're talking about Peter Thiel, I believe. I think his name is Peter Thiel. And so they're describing him. They're talking about him on how he made a lot of money in his Roth IRA. He made over $100 million in his Roth IRA. If it wasn't Peter Thiel, it was Mitt Romney. One or two. And they introduced me to them two. They introduced, no, not just me, but just everybody that was in the room to the two that they was referring to. And so when they taught it, they taught the lesson, they gave the different points, different topics. The names never left my mind. And so I go, when I get home, I'm looking up, I search them up on YouTube, on Instagram. You know, I'm trying to see, like, what more information can I learn from them? I got introduced to it, but how can I keep learning more about it, right? So today, or yesterday, today, I opened up my audiobook app. And the first name that I saw was Peter Thiel. I said, oh, I know him now. I clicked the book, downloaded the book. But it all came from when I got introduced to this person. You see, oftentimes in life, you have to get introduced to something new to know that you can do it as well. It's the introduction that matters the most. It's the way you see something new that shows you that you can do it as well. And so when I got introduced to him, I just stopped learning about him. When you get introduced to your dreams, you're not going to start learning about your dreams. Why? Because there's different levels, different lessons, different experience to be learned as you're going through the process, as you're going through your journey, to identify that your message is powerful. to recognize that your story is meaningful, to know that what you are saying matters the most because you are the one that's delivering it. You are the one that's saying it. You are the one that's showing up. It's hard to show up. And it's even more difficult to be consistent. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. See, when you share your message, you're putting yourself out there in a vulnerable way. In a vulnerable way, it's hard to be vulnerable online. So when you're doing it for yourself, you have to know that you're doing it to get better. And it's so powerful. It's so magical. Let me look up the guy, the terminology, co-mingling, right quick. Co-mingling. Co-mingling. There we go. Co-mingling. Disclaimer. This is not no financial advice. We're just looking up the definition of co-mingling word and to give further context around it. Co-mingling refers broadly to mixing of funds belonging to one party with funds belonging to another. In other words, taking money from one account and putting it to the next account. It's terminology called co-mingling. And so I didn't know that. I didn't know nothing about that. But I'm learning. I'm learning. I'm open to the knowledge. I'm open to the information. And so when I start really to pursue my dream or pursue what I believe was my dream, I start to be committed to it. You see, the next point I want to hit on you is that you have to commit to the unknown. Next point I want to hit on is commit to the unknown. Unknown. And see, the reason why I put it like that is because it matters the most, because you're not going to know everything that you need to know. You see, when you commit to the unknown, you're committing to yourself. I thought about this the other day. and I said this, I think, yesterday on a video that I did, or the day before yesterday. And I said that in the Bible, there's a scripture that says, faith without work is dead. So then I really got to, like, thinking more, just like, what does that even mean? Like, you're doing the work, but you don't have faith. But if you have faith, they're not doing the work. It's like, they're not working with each other. They're just working against it. And so I really start to think more. I'm not putting my belief on anyone, but what I'm saying is that there's a message behind it. And so I'm thinking about it, and it came to me like, okay, faith without work is dead. Okay, what is faith though? Like, what is faith? Is faith just like a belief? Is faith just a thought? Is faith just actually, like, what is faith? And then I really start digging deep. Faith is, in my opinion, faith is when you step out and start believing in yourself. And you have to know what you're doing with work. And as it's working, you have to know that you're believing in the unknown. I said, oh, that was deep. That was deep. And see, the reason why it was deep is because sometimes you have to believe in the step that you're taking at the moment that it's been placed. Because you're not going to know everything. You're not going to know everything that you need to know to be better when you're growing, when you're developing. You see, your dream is something that is always in you. It's always a thought. It's always something that you're thinking about, and you never stop thinking about it. So you have to do it. You have to commit to the unknown, knowingly that you don't know what you're doing. That you're not going to know what you're doing if you don't continue to keep going. You see, when you don't know something in the beginning, it doesn't always stay like that. It doesn't always remain like that. It doesn't always just stay where you don't understand what you're doing. There's going to come a point in time when you commit to the unknown, and then when the unknown gets discovered, now you start knowing what you're doing. You start knowing what you're pursuing. You start knowing what your dream is. You see, we all dream, but it's the way that we're dreaming about ourselves. You see, I always see myself. I have a vision board around here somewhere. And on the vision board, it has a microphone, okay? It has a microphone and like a studio. And the studio that's there is kind of like, it's kind of, what the studio is on the picture, it looked like a movie set. it looks like a movie set, but I'm putting on the on my vision board and I'm seeing a movie set. One day I'm gonna be in the movies. One day I'm gonna have a movie. One day I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna have some movies. Not knowing I was creating my movie when I decided to pick up my iPhone. I decided to pick up my iPhone and start recording. My movie started to begin. Why? Because there's a process. You don't need to know everything. You just need to know something to believe in the steps that you're taking for yourself. You see, in life, the steps that you're taking will be difficult because you have to challenge yourself to take the next one. See, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And since it's not, everyone's not doing it. See, there's a process that comes behind your dream. See, there's a process that comes behind podcasting. See, to podcast, you have to know that your message is powerful. To podcast and share your story, you have to know that what you're sharing is even more powerful because you are the one that went through it. You are the one that experienced it. You are the one that's overcoming it. How do you get better if you don't force yourself to grow? If you don't say that you can do it, how do you know if the unknown is so scary? See, to have faith is to know that you're committing you're having belief in something that you do not know, something that you cannot see, and something that you do not believe in. Because there's a process behind it. When you commit, you start to believe in it. When you commit, you learn what you're doing. And when you commit, you identify the path that you would like to learn, or the path that you would like to go by. Because it helps you show that you're on the right path. How do you grow if growing is so scary? How do you evolve if evolution is so overwhelming? You see, you can only grow when you learn more about yourself. I can't teach what I haven't been through because I haven't been through it. But I can teach my experience because of the lessons that came from what I went through. For instance, a couple of weeks ago, when I was in the gym, I was working out. We was working out, me and my lady, we was working out. And as we was working out, I was adjusting the equipment. I was moving it up and down. And as I'm moving up and down, when I first moved it, it was attached. Like, it was locked in. It was locked on. But as I'm moving it up and down, I didn't secure it. I didn't make sure that Joker was down. I just put it on there. It looked like it was on. It appeared to be sealed, but it wasn't. Because I moved it and didn't triple check it. And so when I started doing the workout, and as I'm doing the workout, as I dipped, the bar dipped and hit me. You see, when it hit me, first off, my eye got the bleed. Like, it was a metal piece of wood. Not piece of wood. Metal piece of bar just hit me on my head. It hit me on my head. Then I got the bleed. And now I'm holding me and my lady. We hold it, walking it out. And so now my eye has a scar on it. So not only does my eye have a scar on it, now I have to go to the hospital. So as I'm going to the hospital, And I explained to them what happened. Now I have to get stitches. Now that I get stitches, now I have to get my head wrapped. You see, life is teaching you lessons that you're not prepared for. But as you're going through the unknown and stepping out on faith, it's showing you the lessons that will come over time. You see, when I hit my head, I knew to hold it because I was bleeding. Like, the blood was dripping down. And when I was bleeding and I was holding it, then I had to clean it up. Me and my lady cleaned it up. We cleaned it up, and then after we cleaned it up, I'm like, let me go ahead and go to the hospital because I don't know if I have any brain damage. Furthermore, I got hit in my head, so I'm going to go see. Went to the hospital, waited. They asked me what happened. When I was working out, I told them the bar hit me. When I dipped, the bar dipped and hit me. And so they looked at it. So then they stitched it up. So there's steps that you have to go through to make the unknown more recognizable, because you have to learn what you're doing. So as I'm learning more about myself and podcasting, I have to continue to show up when I don't fully understand what I'm doing. You can't start to know what you're doing if you never show up. It's scary. It's overwhelming. Yet it's not impossible. You see, if the next person can do it, if the next person can commit to the unknown, See, everyone starts at ground level zero. And one has to develop themselves over time and over their lives. It's kind of like getting a seed. See, this analogy just came to my mind. It's kind of like planting a seed in the ground. And as you get the seed to plant in the ground, you have to know it. As soon as you put it in the ground and you cover it up, it's not going to be a tree by tomorrow. It take proper nurturing, proper watering, proper treatment to grow this seed into something that can be magical. But it's the time, the effort, the practice that you have to put into the nurturing in this seed to know that your seed is growing more than you think. I saw this picture, and the picture was like that the seed is growing, but as the seed is growing, it's not growing up, it's growing down. And when it's growing down, you're building roots for yourself. You're building your foundation. And when you have a foundation that you can build upon, when the seed has a foundation that it can build upon, now it starts to grow just a little bit. Now it starts to grow just a little bit because now you got a leaf. Now you got a leaf that's poking out the ground. Now you have a leaf that's poking out the ground. As it's poking out the ground, it continues to grow. You see, your seed is no longer a seed. Your seed is developing roots that will help you build a foundation. As you're building that foundation, you have to continue to grow and take the steps that you don't know that you're taking. Why? Because it's so important to your growth, because you're not going to know everything. You're not going to know everything. And you have to be willing to learn everything. You see, that's the last point I want to hit on, is that once you commit to the unknown, you have to be open to learning. Once you commit to the unknown, you have to be open to learning. Point number three, be open to learning. Be open to learning. And see, when you open to learning, now you start to see something that you don't even expect. You start to understand life and how it's being prepared, how it's being presented to you. You see, you can only learn something when you place yourself in a position to learn something new. Why does that matter? It matters because you have to be the one to do it. You have to be the one to commit. You have to be the one that's willing to learn. You see, when I started learning more about podcasting became more, it became a great feeling because I was able to share my message. It became a great feeling because I was able to learn what I was sharing. You see, if I'm not learning, I can't grow. And see, when one stops learning, one stops growing for themselves. The unknown is so scary because you don't know what you're walking into. It's kind of like the what is it called? It's not the Wheel of Fortune. What's that game called? When they got the three doors and you pick a door and they say you're a winner or a loser. What's that game? It's not Make a Wish. What's that game? Let me look it up right quick. Cause that's gonna bother me. Wayne Brady TV show. Let's make a deal. I forgot the name of it. This one I was talking about. I knew it was Wayne Brady who hosted it. And so it's called Let's Make a Deal. And so I remember when I was younger and I go over my family house, and as I'm going over my family house, this game would be playing. Let's Make a Deal. They have different guests on there, different audiences on there, and like they're able to win money, lose money, win opportunities, win trips, win prizes, and so on and so forth. And the show is really entertaining. And so as I'm watching people lose excitement because they're excited to win. And so when Wayne Brady. But Wayne Brady bring up guests, he explains to them like, hey, okay, I got, he's kind of bribing them. Well, not kind of, he's bribing them. And he's saying, let's make a deal. I have X amount of money, but you have three doors right here. But the three doors, you don't know what's behind there. But if you pick the right door, you can have everything that's in there. right? You could either take the $1,000, let's just say hypothetically, $1,000, you can either take the $1,000 or you can pick a door. Which one would you take? So then the guests, they look at the audience like, 1, 2, 3, like they say in the doors. And so they pick a door and say, now I'm going to pick a door because I feel like I can win something. You see, they're committed to the unknown because they can't see behind the door. And so they say, I'm committed to the door. I want to pick the door rather than the money because I feel like there's more behind the door rather than in your hand. And so when they pick door number 2, it's nothing there. So now the assignment goes from all the way up to bring it out just a little bit because you could have won $1,000. But the first the first door that you pick, there's nothing behind it. So then Wayne Brady was like, okay, I see you wanna be hard to get, not necessarily hard to get. I see you're committed to this door. How about this? I got extra $5,000. If you take this $5,000, you can have all of it, and on Let's Make a Deal, if you keep all the money, you just win the money. But if you want to go behind that door, if you want to pick the door, you still can pick it. But your odds are slim of you winning something. And so in Let's Make a Deal, he's saying you can either have a $5,000 or take a chance, take a risk in the unknown that you don't know behind this door. You already opened one door, and the door that's there is not nothing there behind it. What do you do? How do you? You can have this $5,000 because now you can actually see it. You can actually see the money. And then they say, no, I don't want the money. I want to pick another door. I want to pick another door. You see, then Let's Make a Deal. The contestants, they was committed to the unknown. See, they want to pick another door. They want to pick another option. They want to have another chance. And so Wayne Brady put the $5,000 back in his jacket pocket. And so he say, what door would you like to open? And so the audience is telling them, door number 1, door number 3, door number 1, door number 3, door number 1, door number 3. And then the contestant finally make a decision. The decision was 1. She said, I'm going to go with door number 1. And when she went with door number 1 opened up. And see, when it opened up, she had a trip to Mexico. She had an all-paid-expense trip to Mexico. Why is that important? You see, sometimes you have to just take that leap of faith when you don't know what's on the other side of the door. You have to know that something's going to come from you putting effort in. And as you're putting effort in, you have to know that it will pay off in due time. You see, when she went on this trip, she was so excited. She said, I haven't been able to travel in a little minute, but this trip right here is going to mean the most to me. You see, when she was able to travel and win the prize was that she took and was committed to the unknown. You see, you can only win when you commit. When you can only win when you know that when you commit to yourself rather than committing to something that you do not fully understand. You see, when you commit to yourself, now the steps that you're taking, the actions that you're moving, the work that you're doing, it's paying off. And it's paying off because you can't see on the other side of the door, but you keep walking, you keep stepping, you keep moving, you keep growing, you keep grinding. And eventually, that prize will come to you. And eventually, that prize will show up for you. And as it's showing up for you, it's showing in a way for something that you work towards. You see, if she would have just took the money, if she just would have took the $5,000 that Wayne Brady was offering to her, she would have missed the chance to go to Mexico on an all-free, expense-paid trip. Why is that important? Because you have to be open to learning. You see, you can only commit when you don't know what you're doing, and as you're committing to things that you do not fully understand, the more you commit to the unknown, you have to be knowingly know that you don't know what you're doing and learn more about the process that you're on. And the journey that you're pursuing, it will show you the lessons that you need to be learned, that need to be learned. There's a process behind everything, and the process that we go through is developing us to become better. You can only become better when you learn how to commit to the unknown. When you be open to learning, now you're open to learning about yourself. Okay, that's a given. Now you can learn the information that you need to learn about the industry that you like to pursue and the dream that you like to chase. See, when I start really being committed to podcasting, I had to really fully understand what the language was. Had to fully understand what the process was. Had to fully understand that it really takes time. But as it's taking time, am I putting the time in for myself to develop even more? Am I doing this? Am I thinking this? Am I evolving? See, I can only grow and evolve and develop when I'm the one that's doing the work. You see, there's a process behind everything. And as I'm doing and making videos, at the time, a half decade ago, I didn't know it was called podcasting. But I continued to learn. Okay, it's called podcasting because of what? Okay, well, it's an audio experience. It's an experience where people can listen to you. Okay, now that technology is proven and social media is all over the place. Okay, how can it go from an audio experience to a visual experience and mix the two where I'm constantly sharing my message to people that want to listen to me and that want to see me? You see, now I have to learn and be more strategic behind everything that I'm doing, because if I don't have a plan behind the actions that I'm taking, I'm unknowingly knowing that I'm going behind a brick wall. You see, when you start in the unknown, you can't remain in the unknown, because it's important. It's important to not remain in the unknown, because you really have to learn. You really have to be open to learning new information, because you not knowing is not an excuse. You not understanding won't be an excuse for so long. You not being aware won't be tolerated. Because you have to be the one that learns for yourself. So when I start really being committed to the process, committed to the podcast, and committed to making videos, I have to be aware of how I was creating videos, of how I was creating different podcasts, because the knowledge and the information matters on how it's being presented, on how it's being delivered. You see, I started to go to different conferences, different meetups, different networking events. And at the time, before I really got dialed in what I was doing, it was all around social media. Everybody needs to be on social media. Everybody needs to have on social media. Everybody needs to start sharing their experience with social media. So then when I started learning about business and went from social media to content. Okay, social media is a lot. Content is a lot. Okay, I'm getting somewhere. So as I'm learning that the topic or the name that I want to go by or the industry that I want to be in, it's too broad. Like there's a lot of different social media platforms. Okay, that's a lot. There's a lot of different content creators. Okay, so what kind of content creator do you want to be? So I'm constantly going to the different places. I'm constantly asking questions. I'm constantly getting coached. I'm constantly getting advice. I'm constantly finding ways to better myself. As I'm bettering myself, I'm learning that it's called podcasting. You see, I can only get that information because I was seeking the knowledge. You see, when you are open to learning, you have to know that when the student is ready, the master will appear. And see, when I first heard that saying, it was confusing to me. So I'm like, how does the master know that the student is ready to learn? How does the student know that the master is ready to teach? How is that even possible? How do you even know that? And so then I started observing myself a little bit more. So when I first started, I know this story has nothing to do with this. No, when I started making videos, I started recording myself, start speaking, start like really getting comfortable on camera. And as I'm delivering the topic, delivering the speeches, I'm really just perfecting and practicing, to be honest. Because I don't know what can come from this, but I'm just focused on it. And so fast forward to January of 2021, I end up going to a real estate conference, right? And so the guy asked us the question. He was like, so what do you all think real estate means? And at the time, prior to me even going to this real estate event, I was already doing videos. I was already making the videos. So, you know, I'm getting a little bit comfortable to speak in public. You know what I mean? I'm getting that confidence back or building my confidence. But as I'm building my confidence, he asked the question. What do you all think real estate means? And I'm like, I raised my hand and I got up and spoke. I said, I believe real estate is just like another way to create like passive income, you know, make some extra money on the side and you know, really make and set up your family. And he said that, he was like, okay, that was good. And after we had a break, once we had a break, he came up to me and was like, hey man, you're pretty good at that. You're pretty good at speaking. Like, how long have you been speaking? I said, man, I just be doing it at home. I just be making videos. Like, when I'm by myself, I just be talking. And, you know, I just be doing it like that. He said, man, you really good. And it didn't make sense on how good I was because I couldn't hear myself. You see, when you're doing the work, when no one is watching you, when you get in front of people, they start to see what you're capable of. In life, it's difficult to recognize what you're made of because you've been practicing for so long. You've been getting better for so long. But see, as you're getting better, you're knowing that you're improving for yourself. And see, the reason why that's so important is because when you are podcasting, you are putting yourself out there in a way that's going to connect with others. You're putting yourself out there online that's going to connect with others. You're putting yourself out there through social media in a way that's going to connect with others. And in order to connect with others, you have to be willing to connect with yourself. And see, the reason why you have to be open to learning, because there's information around you, there's new knowledge around you, and it shows that you can learn, that you can continue to learn and develop. As you continue to learn and develop, you're becoming more aware of what you're doing and how you're going about doing it. You see, it's important, because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Podcasting is not easy. Being a podcaster is not easy. But it's doable. It's pursuable. It's achievable. It's fullable. That rhyme. But see, when I start to commit to the unknown, I was unknowingly know that I was practicing to get better for myself. See, there's a difference between speaking from experience and speaking from a book. Because I can tie the knowledge that I have from the book to my experience, because my experience goes with the book that I read, because it finally makes sense now. It finally makes sense now because I'm the one that's doing it. I'm the one that's doing the work. I'm the one that's putting myself out there. I'm the one that's creating different videos. I'm the one that's putting them out there. I'm the one that's doing it. You know, I'm the one that's doing it. I'm the one that's learning. I'm the one that's learning. You see, in life, lessons come to you, and it's up to you to accept them when they get delivered. It's not going to always be convenient. It's not going to always be in the classroom. It's not going to always be when you're comfortable. It's not going to always be when you are expecting it. It's going to be when you least expect it, and when you're not comfortable, when you're in pain, when you're going through life, when you're going through different experiences. But the different experiences in life is going to teach you the lessons that you need to learn. Because when you're going through the pain and the hurt, and you overcome it, now the student is ready. And it hit me. I said, oh, that makes sense. Now the master is ready to teach the student, because the student has overcame what he was going through. But as a student was overcoming that, he still was learning more about himself. But the master, I already know the unknown, because he already been through it. He or she already experienced it. And you see, that's important. Because in order to be good, in order to be great, in order to develop more than you ever could ever imagine, you have to know that the time that you're putting in yourself matters, because you have to commit when no one's in front of you. You have to commit when no one's watching you. You have to commit when you're not even getting no replies to say, hey, what you said, it helped. What you said, it helped me with this. And how you said it, I realized that. In life, you can't realize something unless you go through the lesson. You see, I want to look up the word unknown, okay? I want to look up the word unknown, so that way we can just have a better understanding of what it is and why it's important, okay? So, unknown meaning. And it says not known or familiar. It's like a stranger. It's like you don't know, you haven't met a stranger, you're not familiar with the stranger. And they're unknown. Your dreams are unknown because your dreams haven't been introduced to you yet. You see, when your dreams get introduced to you, when you pull out your dreams and start giving effort to the unknown, you really develop more than you think. Because you're pursuing something that you like. You're pursuing something that you saw. You're pursuing an idea of something that's inspiring you. How do you grow? Well, you got to get inspired. I don't like to motivate, because if you're motivated, you ain't going to do nothing with the motivation. If you're inspired, you'll do a lot more, because it's you, you're the one that's doing the work. You're the one that's doing the action. And that's how you get better over time. That's how you improve over time. You see, when you improve, you're developing for yourself. Why is that important? Because in order to be great, you have to start bad. When I started making videos, I was bad. Excuse me, it was devastating. It was bad. And as I'm making the videos, I'm learning how to be consistent. I'm learning how to communicate. Excuse me. I'm learning. Hold on. Excuse me. Hello, let me start that one over. I can't remember what I said. As I'm learning the unknown, I'm learning to be committed. As I'm learning the unknown, I'm learning how to be confident. As I'm learning the unknown, I'm learning how to create videos around topics that matters the most to me. Why podcasting? Podcasting gives you a platform and a place to share your messages, share your story, share lessons that you have learned to potentially help someone in a similar situation, in a similar position, in a similar experience that you have been through. And so when I really became committed to podcasting, I really started learning how to be a podcaster. And I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly developing. And see, why podcasting? Because I'm able to share my message. My message, my mission is to help a billion people start believing in themselves and start chasing their dreams. You see, now that I'm able to share my message, now I have to commit to the unknown. I have to commit to things that I do not fully understand and put the time to learn what I do not understand, because it's my responsibility to learn it. And once I learn it, I have to continue to be open to the knowledge, because the knowledge gets discovered in different situations, different time, and different environments. If you enjoyed this, Lee, what is your biggest takeaway from this conversation on why podcasting, and what did you get from it? What was your biggest takeaway from it? Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, and send this video with a friend that has a podcast or that has thought about starting a podcast, and just say, hey, I feel like you have this podcast. This video will help you a lot more, because it will help you show that you are on the right path. Send this video to them, and what is your biggest takeaway from this talk, from this video? Leave in the comments, and I'd love to engage with you. I appreciate it, and then I'll see y'all next time.